U.S. and Canada resume trade negotiations, and ag is on the table. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Now that Canada's dropped its plan to tax U.S. tech companies, trade negotiations are resuming. Ag trade will be a part of that. U.S. Meat Export Federation economic analyst Aaron Borer.
In Canada, there has been movement underway for some time to try to safeguard, in a way, their supply management programs for dairy and poultry in particular. And they have essentially tried to put guardrails around this program so that the supply management system could not be, in their minds, traded away or negotiated through these trade agreement updates. Problematic areas for the U.S. are being redlined by legislation in Canada and unable to be negotiated. Even some in the domestic ag industry in Canada have raised concerns about the signal this sends.
A big sticking point, says Borer, sausage.
This retaliation goes all the way back to February through the fentanyl and immigration tariffs that the U.S. imposed on Canada, and then Canada had retaliated. And included on that list is U.S. sausages, and at 25% retaliatory duty, that trade for last year was a total of $275 million. So it is a huge line item.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.